Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another special episode. I'm here at the SETSI Summit again, and I have another special guest for us. So I have Jaleesa Brown. She is on the steering committee for SETSI, and she's also a confidence coach. So I'm super excited. We talked a little bit about this one, and I think it's such a cool idea. And so I'm gonna let her explain a little bit more about what it is, but I want to jump into the first question. And the first question I have for you is, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do as a confidence coach.
Okay, well, again, my name is Jaleesa Brown. I help people exude confidence in the direction of their purpose. So whether that be on a quick basis where, okay, I have a presentation, how do I boost my confidence in order to be successful? Or it can be on a life scale. How can I figure out who I am and love myself and exude confidence on a daily basis to meet new people, to be successful, to start a business and things like that. So I started this because I really struggled with my own confidence once upon a time. So once I was able to grow out of that and figure out what worked for me, I really wanted to be the support that I wish I had when I was struggling.
Yeah, it's your lived experience.
Yeah,
you went through that. That's awesome. No, it's the easiest way. It's the easiest way. You have to have lived through it to be able to mentor and build that space.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's kind of like that savior mentality. Like you're going in to save people that you have no idea what they're going through.
Yeah.
But this way, I'm speaking from my heart. Mm-hmm. And I find that because that's the case, people trust me. And people are more willing to open up because I have first opened up to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this idea then of a social impactor, so someone who makes social change in the world, what does it mean to you to be a social impactor? What does that mean?
To be a social impactor is a privilege. Mm. It truly is a privilege to be able to help and assist the world on a grander scale. It's not about me. It's not about the person that's making the impact. Nobody that's making the impact does it for themselves. We're doing it for those that we are impacting. So for me, where my heart lies is with the youth, being able to impact the next generations. So to be able to have that privilege, I mean, it means the world to me. And to be able to see the change or create the change that I want to see, because, you know, there's so many of us, all of us go through stages where we're talking about what we want to see in the world, but until you're taking those steps and making those actions, we're kind of just having conversations. So it's definitely a blessing to be able to have that conversation, but also be able to promote myself through action and then reach back and help the others that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. Two things that are important there for me is that it's a privilege too. Like even being able to have this platform, to be able to have the economic opportunity to do these kind of things. Like I am hugely privileged, and I'm quite aware of that. But it's also a blessing, right? So there's always two sides to it, right? You can have privilege and you can be aware of it, but if you use that privilege as a blessing, right? You can empower other people in the space to have the same opportunity, and in your space, you know, have the confidence that you now have. Because you have the privilege and blessing to be able to do so. Yeah, that's huge. That's awesome. So the last question I have for you is a little bit about your advice. And so what would that advice be for people listening today to build their own impact in the world?
Building your own impact in the world starts within yourself. Mm. If you do not know who you are, you can't be yourself. You can't offer yourself. It's hard to place yourself as a social impactor or really as anything if you have not started with that inside work. And I think that a lot of the corruption or things that are happening negatively in the social world is because we are seeking to be somebody else. We're seeking to follow somebody else. But when you start with yourself, you start with those personal development pieces, you're able to say, you know what? Okay, this is the impact that I can actually make because I know myself, I know my skills. And that's where I've started, not just, oh, I have this, I want to make an impact in the world, but I have no idea where to start. You start with yourself. Figure out those things that resonate with you. Figure out the kind of impact that, relates to your being. and then being able to exude or work through that way is much easier than you're kind of just winging it in a way where, hey, now I know myself, I know the kind of impact that I want to make, I know how this personally resonates with me. Now it's more of just like a flow rather than it being forced and ending up in the wrong spaces or doing things that you don't necessarily feel comfortable with. So yeah, I'd say that social impact starts with that personal impact.
Yeah, no, it completely does. And I've never thought of it that way. I mean, it makes complete sense to me, but that many people are living out someone else's life. Mm-hmm. It's also what you learn, like the foundation of when you're young, right? You learn these things that you think is how to be or how to act.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it's not our own. It's something we've learned, right? It's a learned habit.
Right.
It's interesting that if you flip it, I bet a lot of other people would live different lives.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. So that's all the questions I have today.
Right,
so I wanted to end this just by saying, you know, incredible stuff you're doing. Love that you're on the steering committee for SETSI. And where can people reach out to you as a confidence coach?
You can go to my website, www.julissabrown.com. I'm also on social media. So if you're on Instagram, I do a lot of motivational videos, a lot of online workshops, even just on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is at Julissa Brown XO. That's JillissaBrownXO.
Awesome. So Julissa, I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thanks for being here with me today.
Thank you.